Hello, and welcome to the Pleiadian Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Lacey Chandler. I'm so glad you're here with me. I wanted to discuss today an interesting topic. It's relative to the moment that I'm in right now when recording this. The date is December 18th, 2021. Last Monday, 4 days ago, we had a solar eclipse. It was a new moon, a solar eclipse, and it was very powerful energy. Fast forward another few days, we have winter solstice, 2021. Now, this is a fascinating winter solstice because it brings together a culmination of some very powerful cycles and very powerful energies. Right on the solstice, Saturn and Jupiter come together at 0 degrees Aquarius. Now, right now on the night sky, you can watch them in the evening, and every day they get closer and closer together. On solstice, in a few days, they will be right on top of each other, and they'll be very bright. It'll appear to us like a superstar, maybe another sun out there that we haven't discovered. It'll be bright and very noticeable to the naked eye. Saturn and Jupiter are very important planets for us because they are teachers for us. Winter solstice of 2012 was very much on the radar for humanity. Everybody was very excited about it and expected, the world to end, much like Y2K, or some big, huge transformation, because the Mayan calendar seemed to end at that date. We all lived through it. Nothing amazing really occurred. Certainly nothing quite as amazing as 2020 has brought us, with all the different wild things that we've lived through this year. But I wanted to go over a few things with the cycles, because there's something that I'm seeing that I just find interesting. So I wanted to talk about it with you. So whether you're aware of it or not, we've got many cycles that have completed over the last couple decades or less, which seems like a long time to us because of our short lifespan, but really are almost the exact same time if you look at the span of ages. We've got the precession of the equinox, which is 26,000 years, and that's how the Earth tilts its axis back and forth over 26,000 years, and to where the North Star to us seems to move, but very slightly. We've got the cycles of the Secula, which are 80 to 100 year cycles. And sometime during those cycles, we've got they call it a ekpyrosis, which is like a destruction of the normal order at that time, which a lot of people are saying we're in that right now. We've got the what's called the fourth turning, described by Strauss and Howe. We've got in Hindu cosmology, the end of the Kali Yuga, which is the end of disharmony and war and people fighting against each other instead of bringing each other up, called the, I'm going to say it wrong, I know it, Shvetavaraha Kalpa. And I'm giving a few sites and examples, but every single culture, religion, philosophy has some sort of prophecy around the coming of a new age. Even in the Bible, it talks about in Revelations, the lists are very long for every culture talking about a golden age or a new age approaching. We are, you know, right? It's debatable if it's now or if it's soon or if it's already happened, but basically the same thing where the time frames that are debatable seem long to us, but short when you look at the ages. So if you look at it that way, it's all right now, where Earth is moving from the age of Pisces into the age of Aquarius, which has been prophesized to be a new golden age for humanity. We've got the Mayan calendar, which I brought up, where our planet aligns, the way that our planet aligns with other planets and with the sun. Every 26,000 years, we pass through each complete cycle of the constellations. The Mayans knew this, the Hopi knew this, Inca, Laikea, lots of other tribes knew about this. It was common knowledge because they, for their survival, they needed to study the cosmos. We've all heard about the Mayan calendar ending in 2012, and that's why we thought 2012 was the moment in time where we would see a massive shift. This is all based on the precession of the equinoxes. So the Mayan calendar was not only a calendar, but it was also a star map that was precisely charting all the motions of all the celestial bodies in our galaxy, which lasted for, over 5,000 years, 5,125 approximately. The Pyramid of the Sun outside Mexico City aligns with the Pleiades and the center of the galaxy. El Sayon is the brightest star in the Pleiadian star system. And our solar system orbits El Sayon every 25,627 years. Very similar numbers here. So the change in the Mayan calendar, the ending of it, it marks the end of these cycles. It marks the, when it ends, people think it's the end of the world, but I just want to bring the question, could it mean, less of the end and more of a new beginning? Similar to what all these other cultures are prophesizing. So I want to also ask a question, like maybe December 12th, 2012 could have gotten mistranslated to December 21st, 21. I mean, it's just a flip of a number there. Swap the 12 and the 21. So during that time, our solar system did start to move through the photon belt. The photon belt is a toric field of energy that emanates from El Sayon in that Pleiadian star system. Also, our sun takes about 26,000 years to complete its precession of equinoxes while orbiting El Sayon. So you're seeing how all these things are connected. What I want to consider here is that perhaps instead of 2012, it's really 2021, considering that on that winter solstice, Jupiter and Saturn come together at 0 degrees Aquarius. I believe that not only does it mark the beginning of the age of Aquarius precisely, but I also think that the way that Jupiter and Saturn are on top of each other on the solstice, making a very bright star, that was the Star of Bethlehem. Scholars have looked back at that. What would the Star of Bethlehem be? What were they following the wise men to find their way to Jesus? They've talked about comets, they've talked about star systems, but think it might be that same thing, Jupiter and Saturn coming together. And if that's the case, if it's all coming together again as we begin the age of Aquarius, could that be the translation of the second coming of Christ? And if that's the case, I believe that the second coming of Christ is Christ within us, a new spiritual age that we leap into, a new way of living spiritually, where we're driven and organized and relate to each other spiritually, and that we feel and emanate Christ within us. I just wanted to bring that as a suggestion that, you know, maybe that could be what we're dealing with here. You have your own opinions, but I love you, and thank you for considering that this could be also something real. Thank you.